Hello, and welcome back to Dungeons and Shinobi, episode 13. I am your Dungeon Kage Teapot, and with me here today, as always, we have Beans.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
We have Briar Rogers.
Hello.
And Marcus.
Good morning, afternoon, and or evening. How's it going, everybody?
Whatever your time zone may be.
That one.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So, last time, after killing the announcer, you investigated the office he was in. After three less than stellar investigation checks, you managed to find a book laying in the middle of a desk. Akira read the book, discovering it was a logbook with pages ripped out. You came upon an entry about a particular subject, I-27. The subject seemed familiar, and as you read the last entry, Agent Blank, quotes, warden, dispatched to retrieve subject, your curse mark started to burn and you were all put under a genjutsu. Using his counter, Kale was able to break free from the genjutsu. He quickly woke Kishiro as the sound of distant steps echoed down the hallway. Thinking fast, Kale rushed out to the closest cell and held his action for an ambush. Akira, still trapped in the genjutsu, made a promise to the warden to not only kill him but take pleasure in the act. Kishiro then woke Akira up just in time to join the fight with Kale, who had landed a huge blow with his red sun attack. All three in the fight now, Kale was hit with a lethal blow, but thanks to Akira's shield and healing aura, he was able to avoid having his life drained by the grotesque humanoid and regained his strength. Using his drill, Akira then disposed of the vampire-like humanoid, exploding him in blood. The fight is far from over, though, as a huge cat-like creature and a flying iguana are still attacking, and that's where we are now. I believe I still have the turn order in front of me, actually. So we have 24 for the humanoid. That's dead. I'll take that off, actually. 22 for Kale. 19 for Kishiro. The iguana and the cat got a 12. Akira got a 13. The unknowns are lower on the initiative. So we'll just start at the top because I don't exactly remember where we were.
I think we ended with my attack with the drill.
After Akira, then, after he drills through that humanoid creature, it makes it the cat and the iguana's turn. So the cat is standing right next to Kushiro. Akira is not far from them, I'll say about 10 foot off. He just got done drilling through this humanoid creature, and Kale is in the distance just being revived from the healing aura from Akira. So as you drilled through this humanoid, the cat starts to scratch at you again. This cat's going to make an attack at you, Kishiro. He looks you in the eyes. He's like a big, giant, rippling, almost looks like a person, but it's still kind of like on all fours and leaping up at you to attack. And they are going to make a multi-attack with their cat scratch.
Oh, shit.
I don't remember. Last session, did I use... I used Jade Devotion on you guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so you guys do have those temporary hit points, and you are resistant to slashing and stuff like that, yeah.
I still have that marked down, and not gonna lie, this is proving to be very useful.
Teehee.
Yeah, notes are key for D&D, especially when you have a fight that spans multiple episodes.
I do 23 temporary hit points on top of the 56 I already have.
Yes, you'll be fine, I'm sure.
Yee.
Well, you got 23, I think, because you also used one of your own abilities, yeah.
Yeah, I used the Heavenly Breaths to get more.
For a second, I was like, I didn't give you that damn many. What else did you do?
Dude, the breaths, breathing is good.
Breathing's good for you people. Don't forget to breathe.
We do enjoy breathing.
Breathing is very good.
Pro tip, breathe.
Ooh, okay, so he rolled a 9 for his first swipe, which comes out to be a 15. I take it that doesn't hit you?
So... the 15 does not hit, no.
So he takes one big leap at you and he goes to swipe down, snarling. And then just as you dodge out of the way, he comes back up with his left claw and sinks it right into your side. Rolling a 19, he got a 25 to hit.
You and bastard.
He sinks it in there and just kind of growls at you like... like that weird noise that cats do when they start fighting with each other. And then he is... I guess that's all he can do because of his vomit. Oh, his vomit can recharge. I'm going to roll to see if he can puke up again.
Oh, God, no. Wait, did he actually do anything for the attack, though?
Oh, no, I never rolled an attack.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's got to roll damage, sorry. So with his second attack, he sinks his claws into you and does
I was going to say, is he just giving me a very aggressive pat on the shoulder?
He's just like, good job, Kishiro. I knew
you
could
do it. You're doing great. Now do it again. Oh, sorry, I mean... Ah!
Okay, he does 7 slashing damage to you with his second claw coming up.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to roll to see if he gets his vomit recharged. So last time he puked all over you guys, this bile that kind of like poisoned everyone. So I'm going to roll again to see if he can do it. 2. He got a 2. So 2 does not make it. He needed a 5 or 6. So that makes it the iguana's turn. The iguana is going to fly around. You see it kind of like, it looks like it's almost like licking at the air, kind of like a little tongue just keeps poking out of its mouth as it flies around. Its snout is kind of like misshapen, malformed. You're seeing from like the flickering of the light in the background. I guess Akira sees it in the flickering light, but you guys just see it because you still have your Byakugan activated. So you can just see this thing in almost full view. And you see, like, its arms are kind of, like, mutated out to look like weird, grotesque bat wings with little spikes all over it. And as it's coming flying around, you notice that it looks like its eyes are kind of, like, blinded. Its tongue is kind of just, like, shooting in and out. And as it, like, takes all the blood all over the place, you see it kind of leave you guys alone and just land on the wall. And it just starts, like, licking the blood up and shit. That makes it... I guess he hasn't taken any damage, so he's not getting any health back. But you see this thing's very attracted to blood. That makes it Kale's turn.
Okay, so I am thinking we are going to do all I can do and run at the nearest towards me and stab him with a kunai.
I'll say you're kind of in between them since you did the ambush, so you can either do the iguana's kind of stuck to the wall lapping up blood, but the cat just got done attacking Kishiro. They're both, I would say, only about 10 foot away from you. You're kind of split between the two since you just did like a wide range attack and then got up.
I think I'm going to try and grab that iguana. Let's fuck him up.
Okay, sure. Go ahead and roll to hit.
Okay. Oh, this is a natural one.
A nat one?
Yeah.
Oh.
What were you using to attack? Were you just running up to hit it? Were you throwing it at him or were
Nope, I was going to run up and stab him.
Okay, so you run up, you go to stab him. Even with your Byakugan activated, you catch a little bit of that blood that's still all over the floor from when the humanoid exploded everywhere.
I just have the Sharingan activated.
Oh, you don't have the Byakugan activated? No. Okay, I thought it was still like an hour-long thing from downstairs.
I guess it is still activated, huh?
Yeah, it hasn't even been an hour yet. Okay. This is all taking place within, like, just 30 minutes or so.
Nice.
It's coming close to being done. Like, you guys are almost, I'd say, towards the end of this fight, you'll be done. But with the way D&D works with the 6-second rounds, it really hasn't been that long.
Yeah, comparatively. True.
So you go to, like, run at him, and you can see him, but you slip a little bit, and it bounces off the wall as the iguana quickly, like, flies off, and it just kind of, like, shoots its little tongue out. Looks like it's about to lash out at you. That makes it Kyushiro's turn.
All right. I assume the cat-like creature is still in front of me, right?
Yeah. He's just standing there snarling at you, like, blood kind of dripping down its teeth and stuff from where it's bitten before, and it's just...
I don't know why, but I assume with this sort of situation, Kyushiro would just shout, "Shut up, you're making weird noises!" And then promptly prepare to punch. Which rolls for a 5. How does 23 do?
Yeah, that fucking hits it. Go ahead and roll for damage.
Okay, so... No, I don't have Furious Fist active anymore. No, it's been too long.
When did you activate him?
Do you remember the fight against the... what's it called?
The announcer?
Yes.
How long do they last?
A minute.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been too long.
All right, fair enough.
I was going to say, if it was like 10 minutes, maybe, but...
How does 26 fare?
26. Okay, you come down on this thing. It looks really fucked up, but it doesn't really change. Like, it's almost like one of those things where it doesn't look like it feels pain again, kind of like the mole was when you first fought. You're getting kind of reminiscent of that as your fist makes contact with its bottom jaw, and it looks like it didn't quite like blow the jaw clean off, but it definitely dislocated it. Now it's just kind of like hanging off of one side, and it doesn't look like it phased it at all, but you can tell that it's hurt. Like, it's bleeding, and it's still just making that awful noise, and it's just... like, now it just seems like it can't quite make it. It's lost the, like, voice in its throat because its jaw is just, like, hanging open. Oh. And now if it tries to bite, it won't be able to... I'll say it gets, bite, like, a disadvantage or something. Yeah, but it's still just, like, rearing up at you, bloodshot eyes, just... and that makes it... Or is that the only thing you got? Just the punch? You got another punch in you?
There is a bonus action thing I can do, but I'm going to save that for later.
Okay. Then that makes it Akira's turn.
Alrighty. So, would you say these guys are, all the enemies, are they're obviously in front of me. Would you say they're within a 30-foot cone of me?
Yes, but so is Kishiro. Yeah.
Mm.
The iguana, maybe not. It's kind of like around the corner. Like,
I'm using dust. I'm going to go ahead and use dust particle drizzle.
Okay.
Because everything of my choice.
Oh,
within you can that, control it. Within that creature. Yes.
Damn. Okay. Cool.
Damn, you don't have to tell me to duck.
You can just shoot it around you, I guess. If I remember correctly, you stood up and just kind of walked into the entrance of the hallway. In front of you, it's kind of like about a 20-foot stretch that bends to the left. And that's where Kale and this iguana are kind of dicking around at, is a little bit more to the... Oh, wait, no. No. Because you just used... Yeah, you used your drill. So, yeah, no, you're right beside Kale or Kishiro then. So you could probably try and hit the iguana too.
Because I'm going to try to hit everything that would be there. So basically all the enemies, yeah.
Yeah. And Kale.
Well, I have a choice, so. Well, then again, hey, man, maybe you should have woke me
That's
up.
That's why I said it.
Maybe you should have woke me up, buddy.
Fuck you, Kale.
Oh, no.
Akira actually doesn't know that yet. Plus, he's too focused on other things right now. Every single one of them has to make a dex saving throw.
Ooh, okay. The cat got a 9 and the iguana got a 17. What was the save DC on that?
The save DC is 16.
Nice. So the iguana passed, but the cat does not. Go ahead and roll damage on him.
So it's 7 piercing damage and it was 5 earth damage. And then all the creatures that failed are now poisoned.
Actually, the cat has immunity to poison, which never comes up, but it actually helped out for once in its life. So the cat just kind of shakes the poison off. I mean, go figure, this, you know, big monstrosity thing
so can't be 12 poisoned. Damage, so then the iguana's only going to take 6 damage.
Okay, 12 damage to that.
Yeah.
You see its attention kind of turns to you a little bit.
And right before that, I did indeed deal earth damage to them with a Hijutsu I cast. So now both of them are coated in a thin layer of dust, imposing a -1 penalty to checks and saving throws.
Nice. Okay. Cool. I mean, for you. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man. Ooh. Because of magnetic mark, while the creature is marked by me, I always know their location, as we know, and they cannot be hidden from me. And if another creature, or person in general, including me, misses it with an attack made with a metal weapon, or the target succeeds on a saving throw against any Jishin Clan Hijutsu, I can spend 5 chakra to allow the creature to reroll the attack roll, or force the target to reroll their saving throw.
Nice.
So, would you guys consider the, what would you call a, like?
Like a kunai, shuriken,
a kunai,
anything.
Would you call that metal?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's metal. I mean, anything that's a weapon, really, you know, dagger, anything.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Cool. That's awesome. So I guess you can, like, polarize them and make them kind of magnetic at will now. That's pretty sweet. Then that makes it the cat's turn. The cat is... just got done sinking its claws into you, then getting its jaw punched. But right after it snarls at you, it gets hit in the face with some of these rocks, and it just turns and takes a leap over at Akira.
It's a very simple-minded creature.
It's a very simple-minded creature, some would say. So's the cat.
Wait a minute. Boys, I've just had an idea. Is it just me, or is this very similar to... Oh, what was that deer thing we fought in, like, episode 3 or 4?
The owlbear?
No. That's the one shot.
Oh, the weird infected.
Yeah.
What, the deer.
zombie.
Yeah, the possessed deer that had Momomushi in it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know why, but because of the way this thing's responding, like, just as soon as one thing hits it, it forgets about the previous thing and just goes for that one. Similar attack pattern, if that makes sense.
Or it's just pissed off that anything's hitting it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of things do that.
Yeah.
It's going to make a claw attack at you since its jaw's all fucked up.
Sorry. I said I was savvy.
It's going to take two claw attacks. So the first one, it got a 15 to hit. Does that hit you, Akira?
That does not hit.
Oh, yeah, because you're all fucking sanded up. Okay, then I'm taking it this 8 isn't going to hit either.
Nope.
Damn. All right, so it takes two strikes at you, and then I'm going to roll a d6 to see if it gets its charge back. If it gets a 5 or a 6, it's going to be able to vomit back on you. Oh, nope, that's a nat 1, so no. You see it kind of like gurgling in its throat a little bit, but just a little bit of like blood and weird black ooze kind of drips out of its mouth as it chokes up and gurgles at you now. And as it tries to hit into you, and it just keeps hitting sand, and you just kind of stand there and watch it menacingly.
Covered in blood of its friend.
He's just standing there, menacingly.
He's standing there. Menacingly.
I thought you used your dust shit so you didn't get covered in stuff. Wasn't that kind of your thing?
Yes, but I actually am not under the effect of that currently.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're soaked in blood. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm just wet.
So that makes it the iguana's turn. The iguana's gonna screech and kind of fly at you, Kale. And just,
SpaghettiOs.
It's going to whip its little tongue out at you and. So it got an 8. So does a 13 hit?
It does not.
So it whips out its tongue at you, and it just scrapes by, and it looks like it's trying to lap up at some of the blood. That makes it your turn, Kale.
I'm going to stab him again. Oh my god, that's a 2.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Kale goes to attack this bat iguana thing that's like lashing out at him. It's kind of like a movie scene. There's like the two battling like this big bear-like cat that just keeps swiping out at him, and then in the background there's Kale just kind of like swatting away at a bat with a kunai and he just can't seem to reach it. He just keeps like, every time he goes up to hit it, it misses. Benny Hill starts playing God. In the background when he's he's like trying to slash out at this little iguana. Just that makes it Kyushiro's turn.
All right, how far away is that cat bastard?
Just right next to you. He's right in between you and Akira, so I'll say that you are flanking, actually, because he just turned from you to Akira.
I'm punching him again.
Yeah, you're going to punch him in the ass?
Yeah, more or less.
Put your fist up his...
Kishiro fists his ass.
The infamous ass slap of doom.
That becomes a new taijutsu. Fucking S rank. Only thing to escape the Reaper Death Seal.
All right, so I roll at advantage, right?
Yep.
19, so that's a total of 24. I'm assuming that hits, right?
Oh, yeah, 24 hits. Go ahead and roll some damage on him.
Okay, let's go. Oh, shit. Assuming I've done the maths correctly, that's 33.
33 damage?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So close. So close.
Shit.
You punch down. It seems like every time you hit this thing, you're noticing more and more that it seems less solid every time you hit. Like, it's almost, like, deteriorating. And you just punch it right in the thigh and give it like a dead leg. You see its leg just kind of like gives out. It's kind of limping now as it's turning back around and trying to growl at you, but it still has that same look on its face, like just no pain, no expression really at all, except for just pissed. It wobbles back around to you. That makes it Akira's turn.
Akira, there is a big problem. He's squidgy.
And Akira completely tunes Kishiro out. And his arm once again turns into this giant rending drill fang as he charges towards the cat.
The cat's ass with the drill.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Get that flank bonus. No.
Yeah, go ahead and roll with advantage. It's only got 5 health. I'll say that.
I don't think you needed to do that, but okay.
16.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 16 hits. Even with advantage is 16, man.
All right, so I roll 5d6s.
5d6? Oh, yeah, no, he's only got 5 health. You literally couldn't not kill him. So just go ahead and describe how you fucking destroy this cat's ass.
Top 10 sentences you should never say again.
Akira just lunges forward, the sand kind of giving him a kick off the ground, launching him into the air, and he just slams the drill down in the back, like just below the cat's neck, and just like the last creature, turns it into essentially pudding, spraying and filling the room with even more blood and guts everywhere.
Everyone, if you weren't soaked already, you are drenched in blood now, because Akira just keeps drilling these things open as you just hear like, and the fucking
and to die by to die by rending drill fang, that's not gonna be a peaceful way to go.
No, it's gotta hurt. You gotta, I mean, everyone's expression before they die seems to be pain. You're kind of slowly ripping them apart.
Did not realize that my teammate was Quentin Tarantino.
Tee hee.
That just leaves the iguana. So Kale's over there, Benny Hill playing in the background, swiping at the iguana, and they both get covered in blood. That makes it the iguana's turn. The iguana's just gonna fly right over to where the cat's corpse, like what the biggest pile of shit is that fell on the ground, and it's just gonna start lapping that up.
Thirsty boy.
That makes it your turn, Kale. It's perched again on something. Seems to be distracted by all the blood.
And out comes the kunai.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say, if it's distracted, could we just leave?
I mean, yeah, probably. Doesn't seem like it's doing much.
Try this again. Oh, nat 20!
Hey!
Oh, man.
Tonight is the night bitches die.
It was worth it. Except it's not the night bitches die, because I do like 6 damage. Oh, look at that. A solid 5 damage.
But you rolled a... You rolled a 20, didn't you?
Oh, you're right. It's 2d4. Ah, 6 damage.
So Yakety Sack stops playing, and hardcore intense music happens as this, like, the camera zooms in on the iguana as it, like, lands on the blood sack, not paying attention or anything, and then it, like, zooms in on Kale's face, and it just starts playing, like, intense, like, Eye of the Tiger music, and he just, like, runs forward, goes, and then you just stab its tail and it flies off again. Kishiro, that makes it your turn. As you see, as from the outside it looks like just somebody chasing a like rat around that can't seem to get it, but like Kale is hyper focused on this fucking thing.
I'm gonna try something stupid. Due to a clan feat, there's one move that Kishiro can apparently just do. So I want to try, for my move, using beast senses on this thing. Touch a willing beast, and for the duration of the jutsu, you can use your action to temporarily gain special senses or sensory features of the beast you touch for up to 1 hour, after which this jutsu ends.
Oh.
And
okay.
For context, hang on, which clan feat is it? Where is it? Nature's Ally, where one of the parts is you have the ability to communicate with animals and understand what they are saying. Animals are inclined to be friendly towards you. That's not the important part. Furthermore, you are able to cast Beast Senses Jutsu at no cost, as if you knew it.
Senses, huh?
Yeah, Beast Senses.
Interesting. That's actually kind of cool, because he does have a Beast Sense. Like, not a lot of these have this kind of stuff, but he does have something. He's got something called blood scent. So I guess to hit it, go ahead and roll to see if you could just, are you trying to punch it or are you just touching it? You're
no,
straight
just
up touching it.
Doesn't it say willful creature?
It's not willful. So
wait, what am I
did
rolling?
Did it say willful?
Willing beast.
Oh yeah, no, this thing's not willing. It's gonna fly away from you and just try and get away.
Oh, never mind. I'm guessing there's no roll off then. Okay.
Yeah. No, not if it requires a willing creature.
All right, in that case, we're back to square one and punching things.
Okay. I don't think this would really help anything anyway.
Now fist the lizard.
It's just a lizard.
I mean, think of the fucking powers of lizards. You know, if people assume that they run the government, and all of a sudden you see them on holiday and you go, oh, look, it's a lizard. And then all of a sudden it just stops moving and goes, no, I'm not a fucking lizard.
I mean, the only thing that you would get would be blood scent. It would literally just let you smell blood within like 200 feet.
Oh, well, that like would help me. That's seen. Fucking everywhere in this basement.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everywhere. That's why it keeps fucking jumping all over the place. So, yeah, you want to punch it? Go ahead and roll the hit.
That's 14, so a total of 19. Does that hit?
Oh, yeah, that hits.
All right, roll time. Big numbers. That totals out to 17. And then last roll.
Holy fuck, 17?
5, 7, so that's 24, 29.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, wait,
how
no.
do you kill it?
I forgot the additional add-on of the strength.
So no, it's dead.
It had 13 health. But never mind.
No, it had 13 health. How do you absolutely destroy this thing and probably the wall behind it?
Oh, shit. So Kichiro runs towards the iguana, and you said it's on the wall, right?
Well, yeah, it's kind of flapping around now because Kale just stabbed it.
Right, you ever play Super Mario? You know the jump that Mario does?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just does that into the
just
lower jaw.
Jumps up into him.
Yeah.
Wahoo! Just splat.
Shit!
And more
that
blood just
brick.
Rains down all over you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. You guys are now out of combat, and you are sitting there soaking in blood.
Some more than others.
I'll say right about now is when your guys' Byakugan deactivates, so if you would like, you could reactivate it, but you don't obviously have to, but you'd have to reactivate it to be able to see through things.
I'll reactivate it.
I don't even have the chakra to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I have enough chakra to activate it.
If you would like, you can. What are you looking around? What are you looking for?
16. Yes! Oh, we got it.
All right. Cool. And with your Byakugan activated, what are you looking for? I guess I'll describe kind of what you see as you take a look around. Mm. You take a look back behind you and you see the open room of the announcers. Or not the announcer, but where the medical doctor, where you just came from, like the bookshelf and everything. Then when you look down below you, you can see where you and Kale came from. Mm. And it looks like there's two more things down there, but it doesn't look like they're coming up. It almost looks like they might be fighting each other.
Yeah.
And then as you look up, you see like a whole bunch of people off in the distance in the carnival area. Mm. And go ahead and roll me like a perception check.
My perception is not very good, and that's a 19 roll. Okay, never mind.
Nice.
All right, so how does 19 fast?
So you're faintly, you can see, what is it? Is it like 500 feet or something like that?
500 feet of chakra sight, and you can see through material up to 10 feet thick. Creatures cannot be obscured by you in any way. You can see through obstructions, all that shit.
Oh, up to 10 feet thick. Okay, so I guess technically you don't see... Because you guys are like further down underground, so I guess technically you wouldn't see up top. You do see the things fighting down underneath of you. You notice that there is a hallway leading down right to your left that would make it go to where you came from, like from the staircase leading up. And then the staircase that leads down goes straight down to where you guys were, where all the tubes and stuff used to be.
Right.
But you don't see anybody. Like, it doesn't look like there's anything other than those two other things in the basement. And then there's obviously, like, the stairs leading up. So if you wanted to, you guys could leave.
I mean, the way I'm looking at it is those two are fighting each other down there. And they're too focused on each other to be a risk to anyone. So if we were to go, like, if we were to just try and leave, we'd be relatively safe. Kishiro turns towards Akira and Kale and says,
right, boys. Downstairs, there's two more of those little things, and they're fighting each other. And they seem too preoccupied on each other to be a threat. Want to leave? If we leave now, we can get after that warden bastard.
We can't exactly leave these things for the rest of society to deal with.
Society will be fine.
Akira, still drenched in blood, just walks right past the two of them towards the exit. Before we kill the warden, we'll have to get rid of these curse marks, or else we'll always be vulnerable.
You're right.
I forgot I had this thing, I'm not gonna lie, I thought that was how I wrote my name. Alright, I'm out.
Kushiro starts trying to find the exit.
Yeah, you know right where the stairs are, you can just leave.
Wait, what? Kushiro knows where they are?
Yeah, that's where you guys came from.
No,
just down the hallway.
I swear, Kira's the only one that actually went out that way since Kushiro.
Yeah, I'm the one that came in from that way. they were taken from the basement.
I'm saying, like, when Kushiro, he was looking around, you could see. I know, but you have a Byakugan activated. You can see up the stairs. Like, you know that there's stairs going up.
That's, all right. In that case, Kushiro just leaves.
I was going to say, like, you guys came from a stairway to get up here, and then, like, you were in, like, pretending to be dead, but it's not like you didn't notice you were getting carried downstairs.
Are there, like, any mysterious, like, cloaks that, like, a drifter would be wearing or anything like that laying around, or large cloaks or towels or jackets or a trench coat or anything?
I mean, yeah, you can definitely, like, if you want to go back into the office and look around, you can. I'll say that if you look around in there, you'll find, like, lab coats and stuff like that. They're white. You do see, like, I guess you wouldn't know this, but Kale and Kushiro know that downstairs, at least, there was a lab, so there's, like, places to wash and shit like that, but you could go exploring in here and see if you could find, like, a sink to try and wash all this shit off if you wanted to.
Is there a sink, like, right there in that office or that little operating room that I was in where I found the kid?
You keep walking down. All the cells are on your left. There's an opening on your right that leads to the stairwell. If you keep going down that hallway at the very end of it, there is, like, a shower area where they would take the prisoners to, like, de-louse and stuff. It's not the nicest place, but it technically, you know, you could wash off in it.
He ain't that damn worried about it. He's just trying to wash off his face and his arms.
Yeah, so you walk into there. You kind of head your way down the hallway. I'll say you start using that, like, sand candle trick again. Like, floating it ahead of you a little bit to light up the way so you can see further down. And then you find, like, this gross, like, really never really cleaned up shower area that looks more like a washing stall for animals than a human shower, but it'll do, and you wash all the blood off of you. I take it as all of you guys just heading out then.
I suppose we must
after a quick rinse off group shower.
Yeah, I guess so. Are you all in agreement?
This is probably the first time the two of them had a shower 2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's true. You're the cleanest you've ever been.
Jesus.
As it's happening, like, as you guys are, like, I don't know, are you guys taking a group shower, or are you taking, like, a one-on-one, doing, like, a 1v1 thing?
1v1?
1v1. Yo! I mean, one at a time. One at a time. Yeah, whoa. Sword fights in the shower.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, are you guys going to be doing this separately, or do you think you'll still be around each other while you're doing this?
Probably separately.
Okay. So, Kale, when you get alone, you feel your curse mark start to kind of tingle a little bit as you're waiting outside. I'll say, like, you know, you and Kishiro might be poking around the cells a little bit to see if you can find any extra clues or anything. And as you kind of split up from the group, you feel like it doesn't feel like it hurts, but you feel yourself getting the genjutsu again, like what the warden did last time. But this time it almost feels like he's not trying to hurt you or anything. It's just
trying to remind
you. It just feels different. Kind of, but you do have to, like, if you want, you can make the save, but I'll remind you that you can also fail a save on purpose if you want to. But if not, make a wisdom saving throw.
Hmm. Let's see here.
Oh, yes, because Kushiro is definitely going to survive this.
I think I'll just fail the save. I see what he has to say. I don't have any chakra anyway.
Oh yeah. Okay. So yeah, you feel this kind of pull towards it, and as you sneak off on your own, you decide to let this sort of take you this time because it's such a different feeling than the normal time. And standing in front of you is a large man with an all-black trench coat that nearly touches the ground. His eyes are obscured by the Anbu mask, but somehow you know that he's looking you dead in the eyes as he speaks. Before you try and counter this, I'd like to show you something, Kale. And he snaps his fingers, and in a flash, you get transported to a lab that you saw downstairs. Is it the lab that you saw downstairs? No, this is way bigger. Tubes of creatures line up and down like rows of corn. People in white lab coats and full-body orange suits rush around you, not noticing you as they rush from one tube to the other. The ceiling is also different here. It's much higher up, and as you look up, you also see that it's not just the ceiling, but the tubes themselves stack further and further, as many 10, no, 20. As you take in this huge facility, the warden begins to speak to you again.
I saw what you and your friend did down there. Seems you've picked up some new parts.
He points at your eye.
Kyushiro is suddenly there too.
Yeah, Kyushiro, nah.
And what of it?
I'd like to offer you a deal, Kale. You see, we could use somebody with your abilities, and a vacancy just became available in this very facility tonight. So, what do you say? I could train you and have you on the floor within a month's time.
What would I do?
You'd be doing exactly what you did for Kishiro and yourself. You'd be making people better.
As you kind of look around, you notice that occasionally you'll see people suited up and they look like a little bit more proctory. And go ahead and roll me a perception check as you're in here.
25.
Jesus, 25. Okay. So as you're looking around here, you notice that like all these tubes are filled with completely different things. Like it looks like every single one of them is just complete, like some sort of mutant. Some of them look human. Some of them look like frogs, different animals. And the warden says, I think you would fit in here just fine. You see, we're in the business of making people better. Does that make sense, Kale? It might seem cruel, but what we're doing here is for the betterment of everyone.
I am certainly not qualified for this position.
Oh, I think you're more than qualified. Do you know how hard it is to get a successful transplant? You did 2 in one night, both of them successful. That's not nothing. It's taken years for some of the scientists here to be able to do it, and you did it all on your own.
And what can you offer me?
Protection, security. Look around you, Kale. Are you kidding? Do you think you'd stand a chance against this? You and your friends? What, because you got some eyes?
If my skills are as good as you say, perhaps I'll make myself better.
Well, don't say I didn't offer you anything, Kale. Think about it. You don't have to give me the answer right now. And then he snaps his fingers and you poof back into the cell. It was just a quick in and out. It almost seems like it took like a second or two.
Nice.
Reminds me of my ex-wife.
And then you're back to it. Kishiro's hollering at you to get in the shower.
You stink.
Won't you join me?
Do you want me to scrub your back?
I think I can scrub just fine.
So after Akira gets his shower, just gets his face and the surface of the blood off, he basically just goes and grabs one of the lab coats and just kind of uses it to kind of cover up and dry off and get rid of the most of the blood.
Yeah, you could just clean your I think all your stuff was already red anyway, wasn't it? Like
for the most part, yeah. Like the red, blood red leather jacket, yeah.
Yeah, literally you have a blood red leather jacket. I don't think it'd be too hard to make it look like there's not blood on it.
Unfortunately, the pants were black, so even if it is red, it's not going to show up very well.
Yeah, everybody's a little stained up, but it's fine. I mean, you guys, you know, you're in a tournament.
Yeah,
like you'll be fine. I don't think anybody's going to question that type of shit. I'll say that, you know, you guys all make it through there. I like to picture that Akira has like those, what are they called? The swim trunks for like shower shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
Kishiro just rips everything off, jumps in naked, and Akira's just like, fuck no. I'm going to wait my
turn. Moment he sees Kishiro dong, he just fucking just turns and walks out.
Coward.
It's my turn. Get out.
But yeah, you guys get done with your showers and everything. It seems like the stuff downstairs has kind of settled a little bit, and you guys start to make your way up. Go ahead and roll me just a blank luck check, just a d20, and I'll say anything below 10,
you might have a little trouble.
You die.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Designate a person. It doesn't matter who. I don't care who does it.
Who wants to be the one to blame if this
goes
wrong?
I'll do it. Yeah.
Well done, Granddad.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. That's not too bad. I mean, a 3 is bad, but, you know, it's not going to be as bad as you might think.
A 1 just summons 5 Susages.
5 Susages all show up at once. You guys start to walk up, and you guys hear at the top, as you start to make your way out the door, you hear somebody walking through the arena, and you see a short little person and a big tall guy, and you hear the little one saying,
Yamaguchi, I don't think we should have to fucking work tonight, man. This is bullshit.
Well, you heard Susage said that there'd be people down here, and we forgot them. So I guess we just gotta go down there. It shouldn't be too long.
I know, man, but fuck. I mean, finally got a date. It's the festival. I mean, are you kidding me?
And you guys start to walk out, and you guys all make eye contact.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought the little guy got stood up.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Wait, who are you guys?
The little one looks at you and just kind of asks. I don't know who would be coming out of the stairwell first, but you guys all kind of...
Could I make an illusion check?
Yeah.
To make shadows and monsters appear around me, and I'll say, your worst nightmare.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and roll it with advantage.
That's a 6 on the first one. Oh, and a 17 for a total of... Jesus. A lot. Oh my god.
I'm so glad Briar's the one doing all of this, because if it were me, I'd 13. Just end up creating like
that's a 30. Like
the harem jutsu, and 30? You just get 30,
yeah.
Just going, dude.
Hello, senor.
You guys smell and see the collective pool of piss and shit that comes out of their pants as you say that. And the little one's just like, fuck this, I got a date, I got too much to live for. And he just fucking takes off. And the other one's just like, I don't like this. And he just gets in the fetal position and starts sucking his thumb and rocking back and forth. So if you guys want, you can just go.
Let's just go.
You just leave him there, rocking in the pee.
Perfect.
Yeah, you completely pacify this. This guy, yeah, they're scared shitless. They're pretty fucking dumb. This isn't gonna be great.
Jesus Christ.
The only way you could have got Susage was a nat 1. These guys were the lower ones, and then the thing in the basement would have been a little bit higher. But yeah, okay, so you guys start to head back out through the festival. You hear as you exit the arena, you finally take a breath of like fresh air. You're finally not locked up inside of a little dungeon. It seems like days, even though it's been hours since you went down there. You guys emerge with new everything. Like, you got new eyes.
Akira has a new perspective on life.
Akira's got a new perspective on life. Yeah, he's got this weird, I don't know if you're like still kind of in your psycho mode or not, but he's got this weird glint in his eyes now.
Somehow he has an urge to become a doctor.
You stand out front, you hear the sound of like festivities going on, you know, like a pig squealing in the background, the smell of kind of like manure mixed with dirt, mixed with just the hay and everything that's laying all over the place. You hear the person that you, Akira, you would recognize when you were outside of the arena saying things like, come on, get your potions here, come on up. You know you need it. I got what you need, and you need what I got. The little cellar person's kind of heckling people as they walk by. Farther in the distance, you hear somebody yelling, fortune's here, come get your fortunes told.
How do you think it would go if we got our fortunes told?
Terrific.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, if you guys wanted to kind of talk a little bit outside here.
Yeah, no,
while you're taking a look around.
Should we get our fortunes told, boys?
I suppose.
Any, like... sense of like kindness has been drained out of Akira.
Okay. And we really broke Akira.
And he just gives this side eye. Did you not just hear me say we need to get these curse marks removed? We're going to kill the warden.
And would you not like to know any cheat codes for how that would go?
I must say I think Kishiro is correct.
I already know how it's going to go.
Let's go get our fortunes told!
Yay, fortune!
Dear God, you've got Kale and Kushiro basically just being this equivalent of, like, zodiac, like, star sign freaks.
I'm a Leo, what are you?
I'm a fucking dinosaur, dude. Those don't exist either anymore.
Wow.
Whoa.
Mind blown. Okay, so you guys walk up to this tent, and you see this short, old lady standing there.
Hey, you, young men, how would you like to get your fortunes told?
We'll take two.
Yeah, come on inside. I just need to see the inside of your hands here.
And she says,
it'll be a gold apiece.
Do we even have a gold?
You each have 10 gold because Akira gave split prize of winning the tournament.
Lady, don't you think that's a little steep? Can't we get a 2-for-1 deal?
Oh, 2-for-1. Man, I always see people... You know what? Fine, I'll do a 2-for-1 for 1 gold. Sure, why not?
As you walk into the tent, the pleasant smell of incense fills your nose and replaces the musky smell of the fair outside. You guys kind of see, like, little lightning bugs and jars hanging all around the place. It seems very kind of like earthen inside this tent, as opposed to all the other ones that were just kind of like utility set up. This one seems like it's almost communed with nature in a way, to have vines and things growing on the inside. A crystal ball sits on the middle of a table. As you guys walk in, there's seats sitting all around this table. She waves to Akira.
Would you like to come inside too, young man? Come on, I can tell you your fortune as well. Who doesn't want to know the future, am I right?
Have you ever suffocated on sand?
What? Sand? No, honey, I just suffocate on smoke.
She takes a big hit from a pipe. If you know what I mean.
Madam, this one's not quite 100% in the head at the moment.
She stops, she looks at you, Akira, and she kind of looks you up and down and says,
I think you might want to hear what I have to say. Come on in.
Bet.
She holds the flap open for you.
He lets out one of the most aggravated sighs a human being could ever let out, and he just slumps and just fucking drags his feet inside.
Yeah, you guys go and sit down. This, once you get under the light, you kind of get a better look at her. She has like a real long nose with like a wart just on the side of it. She's got gray hair pinned back by 2 senbon just stuck through the bun in the back. She has like a long cloak that's adorned with like all kinds of different little glittering, it seems like different colors and of metals and sparkliness, kind of gives her almost like a disco ball shine as she walks back to her seat.
Oh my god, it's this girl from Spirited Away.
Yes, I'm so glad you got that. That's who this is based off of.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, she takes you. That's hilarious. I'm so glad you got that. She takes you back. She sits down behind this ball and she says,
okay, let me see the inside of your palms.
And she gestures. She holds her hands out, gesturing for you guys to place them in her hands.
Kyushiro holds her hand.
She looks at your hand and then she notices as you hold the inside of your wrist out, she sees your curse mark. And she goes,
just as I thought. You guys need help, don't you?
And she goes to wave her hands over the ball as a little bit of like smoke kind of comes in, and she looks over at you, Akira, and says,
are you sure you don't want your fortune told, young man? All right, whatever.
She looks down into your palm. She looks into the glass jar. You guys feel like a little bit of shaking. It's almost like a seance-y type thing. And she says,
you made a deal with the devil. It seems you guys are cursed. I can feel it on you. I could sense it as you walked by.
Hey, we don't smell that bad.
Judging by your eyes, it seems like you've been through a lot.
It all started back in 2002.
No.
You talking about the monkey again? We're not talking about the monkey in the main feed.
I like the monkey.
No. Seems like you're lost in a way. It seems... I feel a sense of uncertainty, like... crossroads coming together and choices being made,
especially with this one. She grabs your hand a little tighter, Kale. She says, it seems you in particular have many choices coming in your future. I just hope you choose the right one, son. And you, she grabs Kishiro. She's kind of empty up there, isn't it? You don't really think before you do any of this. Why do you have an eye? What is wrong with you? This is just...
Why do
okay.
you have an eye?
Why is your... Well, you know what I'm talking about. What? Come
Why
on.
Why do you see?
It's not the other one. What? What is that, Mr. Grumpy Pants?
I...
You gonna come sit down and be part of the group now, or... You're still just sitting over there sulking.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to establish that. They're sitting there at the table, super invested in this. Akira's, he stepped inside, but he's just standing there with his arms crossed. And, like, the dark, like, he intentionally walked into the tent and walked to the opposite side to the darkest corner. He intentionally walked to the darkest corner just to cross his arms and be dark and mysterious.
You antisocial bastard.
I can't really see you over there. You're just hanging out, looking off pensively in the distance. You want to just come over here and be part of the group, or... What's going on here? There's another chair. The chair slowly kind of pushes out magically, it seems like.
He just growls, walks over, and just slops down on the chair.
That's what I thought. Okay. Let me see your palm, sweetheart.
She holds her hand out.
Weren't you still talking to Kishiro?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Kishiro, you're gonna do great, bud. You're gonna be just fine. All right, yeah. Let me see your hand. Maybe pick up a book or something. Actually, here, I got something for you.
She reaches under her pad and pulls out like a little picture book.
Here, practice with this. You're gonna need it. Trust me.
Is this where Kishiro learns how to read?
Yeah, she hands you a book. It's called Jugo Hit Fast. I don't know. And it's all about counting. 1, 2. You open up the book, you kind of see in a couple of the pages, you see like some familiar.
It's all about counting.
It's counting. Yeah, he's like, okay, now I punch. It's like, Mr. Jugo woke up this morning. Yeah. And it really resonates with you.
I don't know why. The only thing I can picture for this is Kishiro is just being given a book, and it just, like, on the first page, it says, "This is Tommy Jugo, and this is Dave. Tommy does not like Dave. He punches him once." And then there's, like, a fliparama of one punch.
Two! Three!
Exactly.
Three punches!
Yeah. Half the book is that, and she's like, when you get through that one, I'll give you the sequel, okay?
It's just the sequel is just, like, I don't know. House of Leaves.
Do you like it? I can't really tell. You're just kind of staring at it.
Kishiro looks up, giving the most blank expression known to man. I can't read.
Well, that's the point. I figured you got friends here. This is kind of the beginning of it. Never mind. We'll get back to you. You!
I put my hand on Kishiro's shoulder and say, "I'll teach you, buddy."
Yeah. For the first time.
See?
Man, cutting out a man's eye and replacing it with another really helps, you know, build character. Really brings brothers together. A great bonding exercise.
Mm.
So, Akira just kind of hesitates for a minute before finally extending his hand. And when she would touch his hand, though, despite his very youthful appearance, the moment she would see his hand or at least touch his hand and just the feeling of it, it would be the exact opposite of his youthful appearance, and it'd be this very gruff and rough, cold,
you old
hardened
bitch.
Hands. Almost those the hand that you would imagine like a Navy SEAL that has been in the service for 20 years would have.
Because it's sand.
Ah, yes, your hands are very... They're very rough. They tell a story. You need to moisturize. It seems like you've been through a lot for your age. I'm seeing a lot of marks here and cuts. I'm getting a lot of anguish and torment in your past. It's all very Batman-like.
Who the hell's Batman?
Oh, you know. Never mind. Batman. Don't worry about it. But I see much pain and strife, and unfortunately, kid, I gotta tell you, you got more coming before you get to the good part.
Kishiro is the only one confirmed to be okay in the future.
This is true.
Listen, I'd tell you what you were gonna be in for, but let's start with the book right now, okay? Mm. We need to get some first things established here. It seems like you're missing it. These ones are missing out on a lot of emotional growth. You're missing out on a lot of mental growth. We gotta work on that. So... We're taking it piece by piece here. Now, it just so happens you guys came to the right spot.
And just as you hear that, you hear somebody peek their head through. Hello, is this the fortune telling place?
Get out of here. Come on, can't you see I got other people in here? I'm busy. You stand in line. Make a line outside. Actually, don't. Don't listen to this. Get out. Just go.
Okay, but I have my kid here. He just really wanted to get his...
No, no. Dude, we're closed. We're closed. Just shut up. Go. Forget it.
Okay. Jeez. Christ. You're going to get a bad Yelp review. The guy starts walking off.
Anyway, sorry. Where was I? Okay. Yes, people. You know, you can see the future, but sometimes I still don't understand everybody. Anyway, what I am is I'm part of a secret organization that kind of, is in tune with nature, and I can't really see the future. Don't tell nobody. But I get an idea of the general sense of it, if that makes sense. And we in the community of druids have started to sense something is about to go down. There's something not quite right happening. That's why I set up a shop here. I knew it was somewhere in this area. And, now after touching your hands, I kind of see what's going on. So they're underground in this ring, huh? I'm going to have to report that. All right, let me see your arms. She takes Kyushiro's hand first and puts her hand over top of your curse seal. And she says, I might not be able to break it. This is a very strong seal, but I'll do what I can. I take it that's what you guys were here for, right?
Yes, definitely. 100%. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Then this might hurt.
She puts her hand over yours, and as she starts to... It seems she closes her eyes, she kind of focuses, the lights kind of flicker a little bit, and you see small markings start to appear on her face and her arms as she starts to summon chakra, it seems, as she breathes really deeply. And then you feel this sensation on your arm, and you take 9 fire damage as it starts to burn intensely, more intensely than it ever has before. It almost feels like when you first got the mark, instead of just like when he calls you and it feels like a small sensation, this feels like the very first time you ever were branded. She concentrates and you see the 3 lines start to slowly recede and disappear. She sits back in her chair, the tattoos disappearing from her face and her arms, and she kind of takes a deep breath. You see that she's sweating as like sweat starts to trickle off her chin and her big nose, and she's just like, whew, all right.
Kishore immediately hugs her.
I'm sweaty. This is gross. You're covered in God knows what. Why do you smell like that? Okay.
I don't know how to shower.
Clearly. I can see what you guys have been doing. Everyone else washed their clothes and themselves in that shower down there, and you just went in naked, then put the same blood clothes on. I don't understand. It's like everyone else around you was doing... I can see it. You got it on me. You got the blood on me.
She snaps her fingers, and it starts to just kind of disappear off of her. All
right, you just go back. There's a hose out back if you need it, okay? Just... get the clothes fixed or something. You know what? Actually, here, just take the fucking gold back. Now that I realize you guys are on our side, just take this back. She hands you the gold piece. Go get yourself something different. Please, God. Smell like a dying animal. All right. Next.
Wait, hang on.
She holds her hand up.
If I use the hose, do I have to roll a strength saving throw? Because I don't know the water pressure.
No.
Jesus no. Christ.
It's a magic hose. It's just plugged into the earth, okay? It's not like a fucking spigot.
Just, I was kind of hoping
it's technically a well.
Where I roll very low, and all of a sudden, just while people are removing their seals, you just see Kyushu out back just getting like a... what's it called? You know when in a cartoon, there's the small child using a massive water hose?
I haven't let go of your hand yet, and I can see what you're thinking. And... I'm gonna need whoever gets their seal taken off next to pump the pump outside, because he's gonna fucking break it. I know it's gonna happen. I can literally see the fucking future. I know he's gonna do it.
I thought you said you couldn't do that.
Yeah, well, you know, it comes and goes. All right, listen. I'm not here to explain like my AIDS. Whole deal. Just like AIDS. God damn this. How do you guys fucking travel with this? Okay, doesn't matter.
Supposedly
you guys are gonna be the heroes, so... All right. Fuck. Okay, who wants to go next?
Akira this shit's immediately tough. Holds his arm out, like, in front of Kale, like, kind of stopping him from stepping forward.
Okay,
All right, Mr. Gloom and Doom over here is now all of a sudden jumping at the table. I see how it is. Didn't want your fortune told, but you want this tattoo gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody needs Ma to take care of everything for him. Okay, hand it over.
He doesn't budge an inch, but he's just staring at her, and he says, "You said that you can see that we are on your side. Our side, rather. What did you mean by that? Why are you helping us?"
I don't know if I'd say our side. When I say our side, I mean the side of every... I like to think that we're on the people's side. We commune with nature. We're kind of like a bunch of druids. Does that make sense? We all kind of get together and try and preserve nature and make everything nice. We play nice with the spirits. They give us powers in return, you know. It's a whole thing. I could sit here and explain to you the organization, but I really don't have the time, kid. Neither do you.
Kyushiro's eyes perk up at the mention of powers.
Yeah, powers. Yeah, there's more fucking powers. I know. Read the book. Read the book, kid. You're not going to learn anything unless you can read fucking scrolls. You don't get to be sage until you fucking read scrolls, okay? So you got to be able to read something. All right, let me see your arm. She takes your arm, does the same thing. Tattoos start to light up all over her. Oh, you only take 5. 5 burning damage as she starts to... It's like getting a tattoo removed. Just...
Oh, fuck. All right, Kyushiro rolled an intelligence save to see if he can read a book correctly. I'm guessing with that low, he starts reading it upside down.
Yeah, you're holding... She can't concentrate on you right now, so she just kind of, like, opens her eyes for a second, like, peeks out to the left and just, like, swats your hand and just goes back to, like, trying to take the tattoo off. She successfully gets it off, though. You only take 5 damage. Again, I don't know how long this will last or if it will come back. You guys technically made the contract. All I can really do is subdue the chakra. But for as long as I breathe, you might be able to get by without getting attacked anymore. He shouldn't be able to call on you. All right. You're last, kid. She holds her hand out towards
you. Wait, Gran. Gam-gams. Lady.
You're holding it upside down. God damn it.
How much longer will you be breathing for?
What?
As long as you breathe. How much longer is that?
Don't worry, kid. I've been around for a while.
Can Akira just, like, quickly wave his arm just a little bit, and, like, a little hand of sand would just come up and cover Kishiro's mouth?
Yeah. Oh, thank God. Oh, okay. Finally, some reprieve. I can focus on this. She's, like, really sweating now. She's like, I'm gonna have to, between the blood and the fucking sweat now, I'm gonna have to change my shirt. You got Ma all hot and bothered. All right.
Huh?
She holds her hand. Not like that. She holds her hand over. She holds her hand over your tattoo. Or do you give her your hand, I guess? She holds her hand out towards you. You feel a slight tingle in your tattoo. You're next, kid.
Oh. Sorry, hold on.
I thought I was hitting too hard. She hits the bull again.
The oregano is strong.
The oregano. Yeah, I got some mighty fine homegrown oregano back here, if you know what I mean. I sell that on my side business. I'm a fortune teller by day. And festivities.
I'll see you after this.
I got you. She puts on sunglasses, leans over the sunglasses. I got you.
Do you want to build a meth lab?
Do you want to build a meth lab? No.
Oh.
No meth here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give her my arm then.
If you want, you can say, like, I'd say it's your choice. She looks at you and says, you know, it's your choice. I understand if you wanted to keep some sort of a connection to him. Maybe having one of you with the seal wouldn't be as bad. As she takes your hand, she puts her hand over yours and the tattoos start glowing again. But she says, at the very least, I can make it so he can't hurt you anymore. How about that?
Please, yes.
You see 2 of the lines instead of all 3 go and kind of recede in on themselves. And you're only going to take 4 fire damage.
Perhaps it will be good for us to have a tether.
Yeah, a tether. She gives you a kind of a side eye and she says, all right, well, I got to start making some business here. I got to actually make money. So if you guys get out of here, I'm going to go see if I can track down that guy with his kid and see if I can tell his stupid kid's fortune or whatever. If you need anything, hoses out back. I'd suggest maybe going and getting some new clothes, or
at the very least, getting this one some new clothes. She points towards Kishiro and plugs her nose, because he smells like shit. Is there anything else you guys want to ask me before you get out of here? I don't want to give you too much of a panic, but that Susaji is going to find out where you are any hour now. He's looking for you. I know that much.
Thank you.
You know anywhere we can replenish chakra?
Yeah, there's this old bitch down the way that sells food pills, but she's kind of annoying.
Yes, she is.
Do you have any tools for bartering with her?
I got these. She pulls out a couple of jars of just the dankest kush you've ever seen. And you're like, I could sell you some of this, I guess, if you need it.
How much?
I'm not going to be stingy or anything. We're just going to do, we'll do a golden ounce. How about that?
Dear God, the next episode is just a fucking...
Yadadadada.
Yep. I reach in my pocket and I flip out a gold coin at her.
Next episode just starts with...
Do you want the bud hidden in the leaf strand? Do you want the bud hidden in the mist strand? We have the old stone OG Kush. If you wanted to give that a try, it's a little earthy.
Let's go with your choice.
Oh, that would be my thundering Raiju. This is my favorite. This one I actually cultivated myself out in the woods. Here you go. She hands you some.
I made this out in the woods.
Purple ass dank weed. And
pleasure doing business.
Yeah, you too.
Dear God, the amount of illegal shit we've done over the past 4 days.
Well, you know, it's actually kind of nice because you smell like shit and you're covering up this smell so the cops ain't going to come by. I'm just kidding. It's legal.
And with that, I think we're going to end the session.
Nice.
Holy That's where we'll shit. End it.
So thank you guys so much for listening. You can listen to our afterthoughts on the Patreon. That's patreon.com/dungeonsandshinobi. We also have a Discord. We have subreddit. We have Twitter, X, whatever. Twitter's at Dungeon Shinobi. All the links will be in the description. Is there anything you guys would like to plug?
Not today.
Not today.
Not this time.
Nothing today. All right. Well. Then I'll just plug our Discord. Come hunt some waifus and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, fuck it. You know what? Nah, for shits and giggles, shout out to that one guy in Egypt who is the only person in all of Africa to listen to the podcast.
Shout out to Egypt. Our Egypt shout out
to the country of Egypt.
Jesus. Shout out to the entire country of Egypt. And I guess the US and everyone else who listens.
Oh yeah.
You know.
When we make it big, it's the shout out is going to Egypt and Egypt only.
And Egypt alone.
We'll do a world tour and only go to Egypt.
I'd like to thank Egypt.
Egypt is
good night.
The world. I would like to thank you, Egypt.
We just go up and down the Nile.
Oh, fuck.
And that's the entire tour. We spend like a month in a canoe.
Like a riverboat.
On the Nile.
Jesus Christ.
That would be fucking sweet, actually. Ooh. I want that. Tell all your Egyptian friends to listen to it so we can make this happen. We want to do a podcast
we'll do it too.
On a boat.
We will do
in
it.
Front of, oh, I'll fucking do I'll do a podcast on a boat in front of the fucking pyramids. Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That'd be awesome. Wait, is the Nile next to the pyramids?
Basically, a lot of the important cities are literally on the Nile.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we can do a boat with a backdrop of pyramids. But until that day, we are out. Go check us out somewhere else. I don't know.
Like have a good night, show. Everyone.
Bye.
And thank you, Egypt.
Thank you, Egypt.
Thank you, Egypt.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye. Especially you, Egypt.
Of death.
Oh god.
So when I fished your ass.